USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Britain's ambassador to America is in the U.S., where he says conversations continue with the Trump administration on what it's going to do concerning the Iran nuclear deal ahead of a May 12th waiver deadline. Ambassador Kim Derrick says from what they understand currently
is that although the president's views on the deal are very clear and have been out there for months and months, actually for years, that a final decision hasn't yet been taken.
Though presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani was suggested the president's made his decision when he spoke before the Iran Freedom Convention on Saturday.
And with Secretary of State Pompeo now on his right hand and his national security advisor John Bolton, you remember John Bolton, on his left side, what do you think is going to happen to that agreement?
The president must decide by Saturday what to do concerning the deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The president's nominee to lead the CIA, Gina Haspel, has reportedly offered to withdraw her nomination amid many lawmaker concerns about her role in interrogation programs. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Post 9/11, she oversaw secret CIA detention facilities in Thailand, and she was involved in the CIA's destruction of more than 100 videotapes that recorded such interrogations. Former Assistant Defense Secretary Lawrence Korb says Haspel was only one part of the CIA's team.
It's not so much her, it's a lot of the policies of previous administrations that are really on trial here. She just happens to be the person that people can use to raise these issues about which they're very, very concerned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Eruptions from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano continue. Reports are 26 homes have now been at least damaged by the lava. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee is threatening to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress for not cooperating more with the Russia probe. California Congressman Devin Nunes is telling Fox News that he plans to press fellow lawmakers on that issue this week after the Department of Justice refused to comply with a subpoena. Nunes is still probing for information on allegations of surveillance abuse by the FBI and the DOJ in their investigations into possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 elections. North Korea is challenging claims by President Trump on what actually got them to the bargaining table. Trump has said the United States sanctions on the North Koreans and his maximum political pressure are what drove the North Koreans to finally agree to meet. Pyongyang, however, says those claims are, quote, misleading. And a foreign ministry spokesman told North Korea's news outlet that the claims could be what he called a dangerous attempt, that is, to ruin other attempts by the two countries to meet. The meeting between the two countries is expected to happen later this month or early this June. On Friday, the president said a location and date have been chosen, but just have not yet been released. And the new Disney Marvel film is having the best second weekend in movie history. Avengers Infinity War is on track to sell just over $112 million in tickets in North America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.